Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Telehealth has been around for a while, but became much more of a thing during and since the pandemic. Our next guest's Lowcountry Virtual Care Company recently received accreditation for its telehealth services. Joe Wexler is CEO of Virtue Ally, and he joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon. Good to be here.
So tell us how all of this got started and what it is exactly that you guys are doing.
So Virtue Ally does two primary things. We are a virtual care company, and we do virtual nursing and telesitting for hospitals around the country. Essentially, there are patients in every hospital around the country that need observation because they're fall risk or suicide risk or self-harm risk, elopement risk. There's a slew of use cases. And we provide the people on our side to do that virtually from our command centers, the main ones in Charleston, as you noted. We also have one in Florida. And then the virtual nursing side, we're helping nurses at the bedside take care of their patients and extend their capabilities and kind of limiting some of the constraints that health systems have in staffing, which we can talk about a little bit more. But the way we got started actually is originally out of Medical University of South Carolina. So their Center for Telehealth is one of the leading centers for telehealth in the country. And back in 2016, 2017 timeframe, they identified an opportunity to do this telesitting service virtually rather than using one-to-one physical sitters in the hospital itself, which was expensive and also sometimes not the most effective way to take care of patients. So they spun up this program internally, first starting out with just a few different rooms that they were testing it out with, and then the success of that drove them to expand that across their Charleston campus. And now, as you know, MUSC is a larger system across the state with, I think, 12 hospitals now. And we're supporting this effort across the state. In 2021, the leadership realized that, hey, this is actually a service that not only MUSC hospitals needs, but something that we could extend to other health systems, first in the state of South Carolina, but then beyond. So Virtue Ally was born. I was not originally part of the MUSC team, but was brought in to build a company around the solution that was created internally. And it's been 3.5 years, and we're now starting to become recognized as a leader in the space, which has been great, but also bringing a lot of education to hospitals, health systems, nurse leadership, and some of the options that they have to combat some of the challenges that they're facing with the staffing needs that they have locally.
And now, have you discovered competition?
When we started, I think we were the only ones. There might have been one other small group doing something similar. There have been one or two companies that provide other virtual care solutions that have added this virtual nursing and telesitting services. But to our knowledge, we are the oldest and largest, and we're really collaborative with those other groups as well. So there's more of a need than any one of us can fill.
And so tell us more about the virtual nursing.
Yeah, this is probably our newest service and the one that's growing the fastest. There's a nationwide challenge with health systems to find nurses that are continuously willing to face the stressors of being on the floor with the patients. Obviously, there's a lot of mission behind that work, and everyone that is in that work is committed to it and dedicated to it. But unfortunately, given some of the environmental issues, a lot of nurses are leaving the profession, which is putting a strain on hospital systems to take care of all of their patients. And in some cases, hospitals are having to close down units because they can't staff it with nurses. So what our virtual nursing service does is it's an extension of their teams, and there's a lot of different activities that a registered nurse needs to do for each patient that can be done by somebody that doesn't have to be hands-on patient. So we're taking over some of the administrative tasks that an RN must do, like documenting in the patient's record or educating the patient and family pre-discharge or asking them questions when they get into the room, and then handing off that relationship to the bedside nurse. So we're really an extension of their team, and it really allows the bedside nurse to take better care of their patients while they're in the room with them.
All right, now, is there AI involved in any of your services?
Ooh, great question. The big AI, yes, of course. It's coming hot and heavy. There are a lot of use cases in AI that are impacting our work that we are part of the development for.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Joe Wexler is CEO of Virtue Ally, and he joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.